Chillax, a podcast where you listen to this hour talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. You know something? Next week, I think it's next week, right? Is it next week? Yes, next week, I'm flying off already. I'm going to Taiwan. It's exciting, isn't it? Oh my god. It has been quite a while since I last go to Taiwan, really. I think that's like 6 years ago or 7 years ago. Can't wait to go back there. Hopefully, you know, like, there's a lot of things to eat, a lot of things to try. It'll be quite fun to hang out with all my uni friends, all the single guys, and just enjoying the trip, right? It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for sure. I mean, we rarely have the opportunity to even go overseas together, right? Usually, we just go Malaysia, that's all. But, you know, this kind of big trip that requires a lot of organization, pretty rare. And it's going to get even more rare as time goes by, right? Because, you know, people are working when they are married or when they have kids and everything. Yeah, so speaking about kids, today we're going to be talking about some interesting topic about being child free. Like, the topic is from Ask Singapore subreddit again, where people ask questions about Singapore, and this person just said, "Child free people of SG, what are your lives like? I'm just curious about what your lives are like compared to peers who have children. Any regrets? Your retirement plans?" I'm not saying having children should be a retirement plan. I'm just assuming most do help in some way in caring for their parents. And for couples, if it was hard to find a partner who shared the same thinking. Do share your views, reasons, stories of being child-free in SG. And the person says, context. I recently came out of a long-term relationship because of our differing views on having children, and it fucked with my views on this matter a bit. Although I'm still 95% sure I don't want kids. So I'm just here to hear about experiences being child-free to make myself feel better or worse, since nobody in my social circle is child-free. I think that's quite challenging, isn't it? Like, think like the interesting thing is, you know, I have my friends telling me like being child free is like a increasing trend, right? And a lot of his friends wants to stay child free, but for some reason all I see is just people wanting to have kids. And maybe it's just different social circles, and at the same time I think being on the dating app might have exacerbated, or is that even the right word to use? It's just kind of like skewed my point of view, such that, because I think a lot of people who are on the dating app generally wants to quickly settle down, right, so that they can have kids. And that's my guess. Hence, you know, everybody on the app really just indicates, like, they just put on the profile that they say they want to have kids. Hence, like, I think my viewpoint plus my friends, they all want to have kids. It kind of skews towards that side and becomes like very, you know, I don't know, it's just very confusing, right? Like, on one end, you have stats that says people don't want to have kids, but then on the other end, you have people that says they want to have kids. And let's just see what other people share about, you know, being child-free in Singapore. What are your lives like? You know? So the first comment that is the most upvoted, the person says, the most important thing for a couple to align their vision for the is to align their vision for the future. Both must agree with regards to financial arrangements, having kids, housing arrangements, etc. I've seen and known many couples who just wing it and BTO and marry first and think later. Yeah, this is quite interesting, right? This whole wing it thing. Like, I mean, personally, the way I approach everything in life is not really to wing it. I mean, certain things you can wing it, simple things, but when you're concerned such severe or very big things in life, right? You can't just wing it, right? And okay, then the person continues to write, end up they are very unhappy, especially if one doesn't want a child, but the other keep pressuring to have one. The mother now hates the kid and feel resentful towards the husband. It's pretty sad. Yeah, I think these kind of things could happen, right? If one side wants, one side don't want. And I think another problem is also the person who doesn't want it is not being very adamant about it. And not communicating, you can't just wing it, right? Okay, it's the wing it mentality, and at the same time, not being able to reject people and be open about this, because this is quite important, right? Is this like, you know, related to those people, I mean people who are like, you know, when they walk past like a salesperson near the MRT, and when the MRT, when the person tries and reach out to sell them insurance, they will always be the ones that just stand there and listen. Are they those people? Because usually I don't give a shit, man. I see them coming, say hi, I don't even look at them, I just ignore them. Because it's like, why, what do I gain from standing there and listening to their talk, right? I mean, it's pretty clear they're trying to sell me something and I don't need anything in my life right now, right? Maybe a partner, a relationship, but aside from that, like there's nothing to gain and why do I need to listen, waste my time, right? So maybe, does it really, is it related? I mean, does it affect your life as well if you generally can't be open, truthful and, you know, be frank about your views and your stance, right? Then, you know, you might give in. But, you know, for a child, like, you can't just give in, right? I mean, if you don't want a child, then you're going to be miserable. And you just keep, you know, if the child happens, then you're going to feel resentment. Then you keep storing and storing all this anger and resentment. Eventually, you know, your child is going to feel it. And your child is going to perceive it. And it's going to be miserable for the child, man. Okay, and the person continues to say, I'm strictly child-free and I will never compromise this. My quality of life is great. I go holidays 3 times a year, have a cute dog, and I get to do all the things I like. Of course, we have planned for retirement and kept aside a sum for when we are old. Having kids doesn't mean they will take care of you when you are old. So many people don't have a good relationship with their parents. Just my 2 cents. Pretty true, you know. I think it can be very challenging here. Because, you know, if you come from a family or your parents are not exactly stellar in terms of their behavior or their parenting style, like, where do you learn how to be a good parent? I mean, you can learn to be a good person for sure because your parents might not have taught you that. But then, being a parent is a different thing, right? And of course, people would say nobody starts out like, you know, being an expert. But sometimes this kind of value will transfer, right? Like a skill at a job. And when you don't have a good role model to emulate, to follow, to copy, right, then like you are starting from zero, man. You are starting behind. Of course you can change, maybe you can change this cycle, you can stop the negative cycle, like your parents like is doing badly, you know, those, you know, there's a meme where the grandfather beat the father, then the father stops, doesn't beat the child, it stops there and it looks so cool, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, even though you don't suffer from all these kind of things, it's like you still feel the effects of it, right? And you are starting from zero. That's the most important part. Like, you are not going to be perfect. And you might even do a worse job because you can't even cope with yourself. Like, a lot of these kind of problems, you don't really resolve it when you are that old. It doesn't go away. And if it's so severe, right, it will still be there. And this kind of things, right, will every now and then will just slip through when you can't control your emotions, when you don't communicate, when you ignore problems, you avoid problems, you confront aggressively. And you can control, but how much can you control? You never know, right? And with this kind of uncertainty, with this lack of confidence, like bring another life form into this world. Like, of course, you're going to be better than your parents, but is it going to be better than other people? Is it going to be good enough? That's the question to ensure like that child has a mentally stable, healthy life. That's a serious concern, right? I mean, these kind of things. I feel that at the end of the day, having kids is a life decision that needs to, you know, needs to be pondered. To really think, to reflect on, right? And also not having one, right? Because at the end of the day, there's also a lot of like doubts, questions, and concerns of like, you know, people say you might regret it one day and everything. And I think this Reddit post really helped to kind of cement or even inform the decision, right? My decision, like when it comes to reflecting on this topic itself. Okay, the next comment, the person says, very carefree life. Money that's supposed to be spent on kids goes to retirement planning and other quality of life stuff. We just didn't plan on having kids when we were married, and life just moved on as per normal. We didn't discuss about having kids also. Turning 50 next year, no regrets, just my choice of life and living. So this is quite a similar thing, right? Like, there's a similar trend here where all this money can be put towards retirement planning instead of putting it to the kids and other quality of life stuff. And like, I think this really brings home the point also of like, you know, people who want to have kids as a retirement plan, is that a good thing? Is that even justifiable? Is that some sort of like a blackmailing? I don't think it's a blackmailing. There must be a word for this. You can't just have the kid here just for retirement planning, right? Maybe different culture, different kind of perspective. But I just feel that it is wrong just to have kids to for the sake of retirement. Like, I mean, you can't just give that kid this kind of burden, right? The kid also have his or her own problem. Like, the world is not getting any better, man. Prices are rising and opportunities, I'm not quite sure lah. I mean, everybody is a uni grad these days. How are you going to compete with other people? Are you a genius? I mean, maybe if you're a genius, then your kid is a genius. Maybe you can depend on your kid. But if your kid is not a genius, you're not a genius, then like how? Right? So that is like too much of a burden. Eh? And is it a better... And okay, you also cannot guarantee that the kid would love you and want to take care of you, right? And in this case, you might as well put the money into retirement planning. Hiring someone that is incentivized to take care of you, right? I mean, that one at least you can guarantee that. Of course, the person can still go wild and go crazy and like, you know, torture you or whatever, but at least there's an incentive. We are driven by money to some extent, right? So you can, if the person is not performing well, then you don't give them money lah. You change to someone else. But then as a kid, right? What are they bounded by? Maybe they love you, or if you fuck up somewhere in your parenting, right? Then they are not going to support you as much, right? You can't hold the reward over them, incentive over them. Maybe your inheritance, but I don't know, man. Like, maybe that's a good logic. But putting all this burden on a child just doesn't make any sense at all. Just feels very, like, I don't know, just feels wrong. And another person replies, thank you for sharing your views. My wife and I are currently undecided on having child. Although we give ourselves a couple more years, with myself leaning a little more towards yes and her leaning towards no, the more I see comments like yours, though, the more I lean to the other side. It seems really tough to raise a child nowadays. Are there any moments where you look at other kids and wonder what your life will be like with them? Okay, so this is an important question, right? Personally, I'm just afraid of the regret I'll have at an older age. I grew up with a great family environment and would like to provide my potential future child with that also. I also love teaching, literally my career, and think I would enjoy teaching my own kids everything about life. But I also really love my own freedom and being able to do whatever I want without being tied down. Still have dreams to work overseas for a couple years, complete a triathlon. Any thoughts as someone who have been through this? And then the person replied to this commenter. He or she said, I think this is a healer, John Wayne 73, this person. He said, so far when I see other kids, the only feeling I have is lucky not my kid. But I do like to play with kids, but taking care of them is a totally different story. Important point here, right? It's like, I also like to play with kids, but taking care of them is another topic on its own, right? And another person replied, exactly, liking kids doesn't mean you like parenting. It's a responsibility. It's like having pets, loving them because they look cute when they are young, but when they are older with potential health issues, not as cute, then thinking it's a hassle. Good point. And then another commenter also said, the regret of not having a child is nothing compared to the regret of having a child. And there was like a subreddit page that says that there's a particular community that the community name is Regretful Parents. And I think this person must have been to that community and see what people have shared, right? Those who regretted having kids. So I think this point really is quite important, right? The regret of not having a child is nothing compared to the regret of having a child. Like, it's like you can't give back the dog, man. I mean, you can give back the dog, you can give it away. Okay, that's a bit cruel, but you can't give back a kid. When you pop it out, you can't put it back in, really. It's like a toothpaste. Right? I mean, two-faced, at least you can kind of try your best and stuff it back in. But it's a child, your child. You love, you're gonna love him. And even if he or she is gonna be the most terrible person in the world, the most cruel person, you're still gonna love him. And at the same time, you have to deal with the good and the bad stuff. And the question is, are you able to deal with that, right? And then another person also say, that does sound nice. One point of view I've heard about is that a couple needs something to develop their relationship because just having each other for the rest of their life isn't enough for them. This is another arguing point also. Like it's like a next life milestone to develop relationship. And the person continues to say, well, I get their point of view. I can't imagine bringing in a new life just for that purpose. And a commenter replied, if they need something to fuel their relationship, then maybe it's not as strong to begin with. I think this is an important like a reply or response towards this argument, argument or logic or reasoning, right? Like, I mean, okay, as far as this logic goes, it does make sense. I mean, it is something that is very much well established that, like, you know, you want to have a child, a kid, and in some ways you are working on this like kind of a project or like this thing together, right? And you're sharing, like you're giving love and everything, and it's amazing. And I suppose your relationship might develop, but there's no guarantee as well. Having a child might just bring up the worst kind of problems you have with one another, right? I think I read the remaining comments that says, actually, a child might not be the best situation here when your foundation is very rocky to begin with, right? It's just going to bring out the worst of each other. And there's no guarantee as well that you will fuel the relationship and get you stronger together. It's like it doesn't help the relationship. Instead, it might make it more worse. And at the end of the day, do you want to have a kid when you're not ready? Do you want to have a kid? It's like, I mean, if you need to have a kid to become stronger, then there's something to really think about here, lah. And of course, if your relationship is very strong, maybe a kid will make it even better. I'm not quite sure. Maybe that's how the kid think, having a child thing works, right? It just amplifies whatever you have. And if you have bad, then it amplifies to worse. If you have good, then it amplifies to become better. So in this case, I'm not too sure. Right? This is, maybe I need more reasoning for this, but at the end of the day, it still feels very wrong. Like, if that's the intention. It's very hard to find a reasoning, right? Like, why have kids nowadays? Why? Except for the fact that it is just what it is, right? It's illogical. Maybe it's biologically logical, but rationally it's illogical considering the circumstances. Another commenter says, husband and I wake up whatever time we want. I spend the first few hours in the morning alone washing our clothes, followed by having a nice quiet breakfast by myself. For lunch, if I'm work from home, husband will cook and I will help. We never cook for dinner. Every day we will go try out a new place to have dinner or go to one of our favorites. When we come home, we will both lounge on the sofa. I play Pokemon while my husband plays one of his games on the Xbox. When I'm ready to go to bed, he will cuddle me until I fall asleep. Then he will continue doing whatever. Sounds like a pretty good life, isn't it? I mean, okay, this sounds good to me, but it might sound not so good to other people, right? It depends on your novelty-seeking kind of trait, right? Recently, I've been listening to this podcast, and this person is like a couple, she's like a psychologist, but she specializes in couple therapy. And I think one of the key traits she talked about is, you want to look for people who are like low to middle novelty seeking in terms of like a spectrum, right? You want people who seek novelty, but it's not a high novelty seeker. It's like a low to middle or even none. Because if you have somebody that constantly seeks novelty, then he or she is going to feel very bored with you if you are not high. And if you are not a high novelty seeking, like they're going to seek more new experiences, not just in terms of like traveling, work, travel, or even people. They might cheat more. That's what she shared. Like studies have shown that way, right? So you want something that is middle or low. And seeing this commenter, like what he or she shared, just okay, I think it's a she. Yeah, what she shared. Just sounds like a good kind of lifestyle, right? But it might not fit people who wants constant, you know, new experiences in this case. And I think in particular, I will really enjoy it. Just if you think about having a kid in this case, like it might not be a good situation. Like you don't have the free time or the peace and quiet, right? But you're sacrificing it for, I guess, love. Maybe it's hard. I think this is like one of the toughest questions, right? You can't just try and give it back. Like if you can try it, then that will be perfect. Maybe a dog is the closest. A dog or a cat is the closest thing to testing it out. But is it accurate? I have no idea, man. Yeah. Okay, the next commenter says, I don't plan on having children because my sibling and I, 100% of the kids, believe that our parents make some really big mistakes when raising us. And we think ourselves too damaged to do right by our hypothetical children. Okay, I kind of agree here. I kind of feel like I'm in the same situation here. Okay, the second one, a bit hard. Yeah, it's a little more challenging. The person says, hereditary medical conditions. My quality of life is lower because of health problems. I can't do some of the things regular people can. And some other conditions are life-threatening. I had family members pass away because of it. Yeah, that's challenging. That's tough, man. Like, I think the first one is kind of tough, but the second one is even worse, right? Then the third one, the person says, I don't plan on marrying a man, so bio children will be impossible anyway. In my dating circle, having kids doesn't even cross our mind. Okay, I guess maybe I can't tell whether this is lesbian or gay or yeah. But the person says, my retirement plan is to have a good chunk of savings for end of life care. Yeah, I think that's one thing to consider, right? It's not just saving for your house, it's also saving for that caretaker at the end of the day. Highly doubt I will live long enough to go into a retirement home with how my health is going. Yeah, I think the first one really, you know, like resonates a lot. The fact that, like, you might not make the same mistake, but like your parents did with you. But to some extent, I think this kind of thing still sticks and it's kind of hard to change when it becomes habitual. Like when you react to your parents, you kind of develop these habits really, and it's very hard to shake off. You can be aware of it for sure. You can control it and manage it. But how much can you do, right? I think you'll really be tested. As I think in normal kind of situations, right? Like peacetime situation. Of course you can manage and control. Small triggers can still manage and control because you're aware of it. But when you are really tested is when, you know, when the kid is reeling, when the kid doesn't understand logic, when the kid is so young that doesn't even understand, or even when the kid is old and just is a total dick, like that's where you are tested and all these bad mistakes, all these like negative things, right? These traits will come out, right? Because like you can't stop it. It's natural to you. That's how you react, right? It's just like, you know, how you think that okay, beating a kid is bad, but then when things like worse come to worse, you might do that. Okay, I will stop myself, but really when the kid is like greeting, it's very annoying and committed the worst mistakes ever and just publicly insult you. I don't know. But is there a possibility? Maybe there is. So you never know, right? You never know. Even though you might think that things have changed already. Even for me, like with all these problems that I used to have, I thought going for therapy would have resolve it, but it's there forever. It's these memories are imprinted. It will come out any time of the day, and it will come out even it will become more obvious, and it will really, really come out right in the worst time because that's how you react naturally. I mean, during normal time you can control it, but I think that's the challenging part: being able to control it and manage it, and be aware of it when situations are challenging. Yeah. The last comment here, I like children and coach soccer on the weekends to primary school kids, but I never wanted children of my own. Going against the norms gets my partner and I a lot of questions, but I reached the point where I'm indifferent to comments like you will change your mind when you are older. I never saw myself having children as it just looks like an unappealing lifestyle. I love my partner so much that it would be so unfair to a child for it to know that I will never love it as much as I love my partner. Yeah, how are you gonna do this? Like, how do you, like this whole part really also kind of really forces us to define love, right? Is there a pecking order to who you love more? Is there equality in love? Can you love people equally? Maybe not, right? Even for me, I love some of my friends more than others, right? I love some of my parents more than others. I love some people more than others. How do you say you love everyone equally? It's tough, man. It's tough. Maybe you are not able to love everyone equally, but your reaction or your action can be equal. So you show the same kind of love actions, right, to everyone equally, to those that you feel that, you know, you love them equally in that sense. Like, maybe you can give your children like the same amount of like benefits in this case, even though you don't love them equally, even though it's impossible to love them equally. I think that's how it works, right? When you see TV shows, they say, oh, we will split equally. Like, usually that in real life also, the inheritance, they will split equally, even though they might like one kid over the other. Interesting. And the person continues to say, we both are dual income, no kids, and we have a relentless passion for spontaneous traveling. This year, we had an amazing time road tripping Turkey, driving in Eastern Malaysia, hiking in Laos, exploring the Cornish coast in England, and eating all the amazing food in Montreal. If kids were in the picture, our travels would be a logistical nightmare, and we would not have been able to have half the experiences we did. Our hobbies are not child-friendly at all, which is the best part, because we rarely encounter kids during our activities. We are planning a surf trip to Indonesia soon. Yeah, I think this is also another point, right, that it just came out in my mind. Imagine if you come from a very poor background, and now that you are a adult really, and you are earning some sort of decent living, right? Then, in some ways, being poor, right, pushes all these kind of like fun activities that you can enjoy to later in life, because you don't have the means to do it, because your parents can't provide the means for you to do it. So you are like shifting it back. And because of this shifting it back, right, it kind of also becomes another reasoning, right, that you don't want to have kids because you want to enjoy life, because in the past you couldn't enjoy such and such, isn't it? I think that's another point that I think is also why I don't want to have kids. I think in the past I just didn't have this kind of opportunities, and now of course I want to be able to have all these kind of opportunities, go on all these kind of different countries and experiences, right? And then the person continues to say, we enjoy having time for our friends and each other to do anything we like and stay out however later we want. We are planning not to have a wedding or BTO in Singapore. We are going to immigrate and have a private elopement overseas while furthering our post-grad studies once both of our civil service bonds are over. Oh my god, this sounds so cool. This is like perfect. Of course, the spontaneous traveling is a bit too much. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I can. Hopefully one day I have that kind of money. But traveling is a bit too much. I'm more of a stay-at-home person. But the whole elopement thing is pretty nice. I think it's kind of tough to find someone that is willing to do that. I think a lot of us are pretty much bound by our family, and wedding at the end of the day is also, you know, to involve the parents and to share the joyous moments, right? But if I have a choice, I would just elope. I think that's the dream. Otherwise, like, why spend so much money, right? You might as well put like, if you spend like 50k on a wedding, is that 50k the right amount? Let's say you spend 50k, you can use that 50k to go overseas, or even just 10k. 10k can go overseas already. Yeah. So the person says, we put the money we aren't spending on kids into retirement. We will look after ourselves, and if need be, check out ourselves into a nursing home when the time comes. Okay, that's the same thing as what I would do. My take on it is that kids should not be a gamble on the off chance it will bring joy. People shouldn't have them unless they are absolutely sure. I think this point is also quite important, right? You shouldn't gamble on the off chance it will bring joy, because you never know, right? I think it's very tough here when you think about it. Like, you can probably like maybe make an estimation that, okay, you're a decent human being, your parents are a decent human being, then your child might be a decent human being, because, you know, nature wise is all right, nurture wise also not too bad, right? But you never know, something screwed up might happen beyond your control, right? When, like, maybe when he start attending school, he's gonna get bullied like crazy, and then he's gonna become a murderer. I mean, it doesn't happen every day, but that's a very extreme case, right? Maybe something detrimental or severe will happen to him or her, and then you have no control over this. There's no guaranteed chance here, and you have to deal with the good and the bad. And sometimes when the bad outweigh the good, you become very regretful, right? Why you want to do this? Like, what's the point? When you love something and it doesn't love you back, like, it's like, why? There's a reason why people get pets, right? I mean, the dog will love you back. I mean, the dog will love you back more than the cat, maybe. Maybe the cat will love you back also. But if a pet doesn't love you back, then you realize that, okay, maybe the best energy is also, if you think about it, the dog and the cat. A lot of people have that, right? Like, I will see that there are more instances of that happening because they are able to show acts of love back by touching you, licking you, showing some form of like love through their actions, because they seem to be more intelligent in that sense as compared to getting an ant. Okay, that sounds pretty dumb. Or getting a fish. A fish might recognize you but can't show you love, right? And maybe the hamster can show some love, like, you know, show like, hey, you know, this person feeds me, then we'll try and like look out for you when during lunchtime. But it cannot show the same quality of love as the dog and the cat. That's why you see this kind of pet ownership of this kind of pets are not very prevalent, right? So I think if you take that line of logic and you apply to this, like, I don't want to gamble, man, like, on the off chance that it would bring joy, because there's a good chance that it wouldn't bring me joy too. I mean, of course, yes, it's ups and downs, and when its downs are more than its ups, it's gonna be horrendous, and I don't need any more downs in my life, right? I mean, after having suffered so much early on in life. So I think, I don't know, maybe that's the reason, these are all the reasons. I'm not quite sure whether you guys agree with it, and hopefully some of the reasonings I shared, like from these commenters, resonates, or you might disagree with it. Oh, it'll be interesting to hear. I'll be interested to hear your thoughts. Anyway, that's the end of this podcast. I hope you guys, you know, enjoy the week ahead. And I think, right, the next week podcast I might consider, okay, next week is Sunday, I might record it on Saturday, then I release it on Sunday, but Sunday I'm flying, right? Okay, so I can still release it. Then maybe the next one, because I'm going there for about 2 weeks, right? So there'll be one weekend where I do one more episode when I'm in Singapore, or I can do one episode when I'm there. Maybe I will do that. That sounds more exciting, right? It'll be a mid-week, kind of like a mid-trip kind of update to share any interesting things that have happened. Maybe I'll consider that. I think the only problem here is that the recording might not be as good, I suppose. But who cares, right? If you can hear me, I mean, all of us are very familiar with Zoom Teams already, right? So the quality, low quality audio should be fine. Yeah, I'll think about it. So I'll see you guys next time. Consider checking out the Patreon page, you know, to support the podcast. And yeah, bye.